Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Hi, okay, the headphones, they don't fit you for you, do they? Okay, just, so, sorry, tell listeners what's going on in studio. We're going to be talking books for younger readers and in studio, people who really know what they're talking about. Elena Ryan is the boss of Children's Books Ireland. Welcome, Elena, and your daughter Fia is here. Fia, good morning to you.
Morning.
How are you feeling this morning, the summer holidays?
Is this
early for you or is it...
I'm usually up this early.
Oh, are you? Oh, sorry. You're a very busy reader, you see. You're up reading books at the crack of dawn. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be hearing from young people as well on the recommendations. So just a reminder, you can get in touch with us with any of your reviews or recommendations. 51551, that's the text, oliver@rte.ie. Mum, is summer is filled in nicely with books and reading for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. The only problem is trying to keep up. So we've been to the library, haven't we? We go to our usual library in Donnymead, where they're brilliant. And then we went on holidays for a bit, and Fia went to the library down in Clare to keep her stocked up. We've ordered in some books from our favourite bookshops, but we still have quite a lot of things that we haven't yet read. And I think we're going to have to do a bit of a book order
today. Oh my God, you guys read so much. And Fia, how are your summer holidays going so far?
Good.
What's it like down in Clare? Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, though it smelled a lot like cow poop.
Clare, it's a good smell though. It's a good fresh smell.
Yeah, there was like, we also made soup and saw alpacas.
Yes, an Irish summer is soup weather, is the thing.
Yeah.
The alpaca spit, which is how we all feel when it starts raining. What age are you, Fia?
8.
Well, I'm 43 and your mum gets an exemption on them. Information.
I fall somewhere in between.
very good. Okay, let's get begin. It's a busy market for Irish authors. Tell us, by the way, what Children's Books Ireland does, first of all.
Yeah, so we are a charity. We've been around since 1997 and our vision is every child a reader. So all of the work that we're doing is to make sure that kids have access to excellent books, regardless of their background. So sometimes that's giving books to schools or through charity partners to children. We give a lot of information to adults, sharing our expertise and our enthusiasm about children's books so that families know what's out there. And we look after authors and illustrators and support them in their careers as well.
And your house is a big reading house, as you've said. Do you still read? Fia's 8, obviously. There are more in the house.
There's one more, yes. Yeah. So we have a little sister. Isn't that right, Fia?
Yeah, her name's Sive. She's only 6.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So we
name.
Still read together.
She's only 6.
Yeah. She's only 6. She's 6
Why
and a half.
Why doesn't she just
That's
catch
important.
Up? I mean, really.
Well, she has caught up, to be honest, and she's reading a lot of the same books as Fia. Right. So she's read all of these graphic novels. But what we do is when we have a chapter book that doesn't have so many pictures as our graphic novels, we'll read a few chapters of that together. And usually Fia then skips ahead by herself. Once we think the lights are out, we realise she's after reading a few chapters in her bed at night.
Mummy's a bit slow. Mummy's a bit slow.
Yeah, got to catch up.
And what sort of books then do you read out loud to the kids?
So we read all sorts. Most recently, can you remember, Fia?
Nina Carberry.
Nina Carberry, yeah. What are those books about?
Horses, ponies,
yeah. And you love those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we read a great one as well by Rachel Chivers Coo. And we're reading her new one, The Magician Next Door. That one's still got a bookmark in it. We're going to go back to that one, I think, this evening. So all those kind of age 9 to 12-ish chapter books. And we might read together some of the books that that we're going to talk about today. I brought one of my books to the beach at the weekend and it was snatched out of my hand. So it's good we can share in our house.
That's a good thing. Okay, Fia, you're going to tell us about some of your books then, because we have listeners. We've told them we're going to recommend books for them to get through the last month of the summer holidays. You've got Evil Duck on the top of your list there.
Yeah.
It's by Chris Judge. Tell us about Evil Duck.
It's about this duck who is evil and used to be called Neville, and his old pal Frank. They eventually had a fight, and now they're on Evil Duck's on the bad side, and Frank is good.
Fearless Frank.
Yeah, and Evil Duck once had the Feather of Fortune, but then he got frozen. And a few years later, when Frank was was babysitting his grandchildren for a week, Eddie and Flo, they found a secret attic and,
wow.
and Eddie accidentally let Evil Duck free.
Amazing. What's the Feather of Fortune? You can kind of make anything happen, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what would you do with the Feather of Fortune? What would you draw into existence?
Make the world made of food.
I thought it was going to be world peace, but no, okay. Just turn it into a Swiss
world
roll.
Sex.
Personally, it'd probably be a bottle of wine that cures headaches. But anyway, Evil Duck, anyways, they're planning to destroy the moon with a giant pizza cutter. Do you have anything else on your list you want to tell us? And don't be afraid to hold them up because we're webcamming as well.
Mm.
We're online.
What else do you want to talk about from this stack, Fia?
Yeah, oh, that's good. The Aoife Dooley one. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Frankie's World. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a very nice orange flashy cover as well.
And then there's a second book in that series called Finding My Voice as well.
Now, they're really good books.
Yeah, I love reading them.
Tell us a bit about Finding My Voice, Fia.
It's about this girl called Frankie who goes into secondary school with her friends and she has autism, but then when she goes to the school counselor, and then she wants to be herself, but then her old school bully Nadine
a nasty bully.
Yeah,
and
comes back, and eventually gets into her secondary school, and she thinks, how is she going to be herself with her around? And also,
but no spoilers. There's a nice ending, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
And those Aoife Dooley, another fantastic Irish book. We already have somebody on the line, I believe, already. Kate Sheen is from Carrigtwohill in East Cork. Good morning to you, Kate.
Morning, Oliver.
Good morning. What age are you, Kate?
I'm 10.
You're 10 years of age, and we just mentioned Nina Carberry's books. I gather you're a big fan?
Yeah, I am. I'm a big fan of Nina Carberry.
And tell us about why you love those books.
Well, I love horses, and when I first spotted her first book, Ride to the Rescue, I nearly, like, fainted because I love her books, and her books are really, I like her books because they're all about horses.
Yes.
And if I learn a lot, I find with her books, I learn a lot.
She knows stuff about horses, doesn't she, Nina Carberry?
Yeah, she loves horses. And she loves horses. And she was a jockey herself, Nina Carberry.
She was. She's now an MEP, so her next book will be about expenses from Brussels. But don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Pony Camp Chaos and Ride to the Rescue are those books. How did you get those? Did somebody give them to you?
I got Ride to the Rescue as a present.
Oh, lovely.
And then I also got Pony Camp Chaos as a present as well.
And they're deadly. Do you have horses yourself? Because you're in East Cork. It's all horses and hurling over there.
Yeah, I have my own pony called Davina.
Wow. And how's Davina?
She's good. She's, at the moment, she's met another horse, but he's male. And we think that they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, wow. We've got romance and Carrigtwohill among the horses.
And Davina's also a rescue horse.
Oh, very good. So you're doing lovely things for the world, Kate Sheehan. Tell me, what you're staying with someone for the Easter, summer holidays at the moment. Who are you with at the minute?
I'm with my granny at the minute.
Great. And what's granny's name?
Mary.
Granny Mary. Very rare name.
Yeah.
Very rare. Cork. And you also love another, Leona Ford. You like Leona Ford's books as well?
Yeah, Millie McCarthy. My granny, she actually heard it on the radio and she's like, Kit, you have to start reading the books. They sound really good.
Ah, brilliant. I'm glad even that the radio sometimes works for things as well. And what are you going to do for the rest of your holidays?
I think I might go horse riding and reading and just kind of chilling out.
Cool, very cool. You would never be reading now while riding the horse. Now, that would be dangerous, I presume.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, would you read to the horse, to Davina?
No, not really. She's. I tried once, but she's like, nah, and
not
walked
interested.
Away.
Yeah, they'll probably just need to find the right book. They need to find the right book for Davina. Yeah, don't be boring, Davina. And you're a writer yourself, aren't you? I think you write sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
And what do you write?
I write kind of like, I have this horse journal, and I, like, every time I go riding, there's like different boxes, and there's stuff like one box is like things I can improve on and stuff like that. So like I write, it's like, oh, I think I might need to practice like more jumping or whatever.
Very good.
Like that.
Yes, yes. So you're writing down what's happening. It's a horse journal, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, lovely. Lovely to talk to you, Kate Sheehan. I hope you have a nice summer, the rest of it.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. We're going to send some book vouchers, aren't we? We're going to send some book vouchers to Kate Sheehan for taking part. Thank you so much. And we'll move on with our books because you've got loads of them. We mentioned Nina Carby. There's a Nina Peanut is amazing. What's that about?
Nina Peanut. Fia's going to talk about that one. Do you want to tell us about this, Fia?
It's about a girl called Nina Peanut who thinks her videos are amazing when they're not actually that amazing. And, like, one of them is about how not to step in dog poop.
Not recommended.
Not a very popular YouTube channel, is it?
She thinks her videos are amazing, but her life is just different, isn't it? It's
not, yeah. At first, she only has two followers, her grandma and her best friend.
Yeah, I know how that feels. And this is about the book by Sarah... Is it Bowie? How would you pronounce
Sarah
that?
Bowie, Sarah Bowie. She's a Waterford illustrator. We've got some incredible illustrators in Ireland, including Karen Hart, who illustrated those Millie McCarthy books.
Gorgeous, yes. That's why they look so
good. A few picture books here to talk about as well.
And the life is amazing, but she does all these amazing things. But reality, what is life about like from Nina Peanut?
Well, she gets bullied and it's kind of... pretty bad for her.
It's pretty bad for her, but she'll have to come to terms with reality.
Yeah.
And the oncoming crushing disappointment that is adult independence. Yeah. Sorry, Fia, you're going on.
But eventually, they have to do a show and she gets partnered up with Megan June, the bully.
Oh.
Who does pretty amazing videos of her dog.
Oh, no.
And how does it go?
They eventually become famous on the internet. She becomes famous on the internet, her and her cat Liz.
Yeah.
And on the front of the book, it's a picture of her standing on top of her name with her cat beside her, farting, which says turkey flavour.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
He just loves jokes about poop. And Fia, would you like to be famous on the internet after reading this book?
Not really. I prefer her just reading it about things like that.
Yeah. Reality is nice enough as it is instead of having fake amazing stuff. Lots of texts coming in. 51551. Any recommendations for books for an 11-year-old girl rather than the typical popular fiction books that are in the bestsellers from around the world? Mm. Some more thought-provoking, meaningful books that you could recommend would be great, Elena. That's
absolutely
a request. They're very fussy this morning.
Yeah, we've got a couple here that we can talk about. So Freya's Gold, which you have in front of you,
yes,
Oliver.
Indeed.
This is by Fiona Longmuir, who we've adopted. She was born in Scotland, but she's now living in the wilds of Ireland.
Yep.
And this book is about a quiet seaside town. Not a whole heap happens in this place called Edge. And then a visitor checks in to Freya's B&B, where her granny runs the show.
Yeah.
And it's February. And they never, ever see visitors in February. So immediately
it's fun in the summer
and she is suspicious. Oh, it's fun in the summer and then nothing happens. It's a deserted boardwalk. It's a kind of a, you know, any old seaside town is like this where the tumbleweed blows through in February. So immediately Freya is really suspicious of this woman who checks in and starts kind of sussing her out. She and her best friend Lynn decide that she's going to uncover what's really going on. And it turns out she's right to be suspicious, that this woman has an ulterior motive. She wants to redevelop the boardwalk of Edge and turn it into a sort of a sleek luxury, you know, bit of a big glass box with no soul. Freya decides this can't happen. And when she starts digging, she comes across a boy who helps her and her best friend Lynn in her mission to uncover the real wrongdoings of this suspicious woman, Ms. Oleander. And they figure out that actually there's treasure to be found. And
oh.
They take off with their metal detector and they decide they're going to try and scoop her. They're going to try and get there first.
Hence the term free as gold.
Hence the term free as gold.
Who would have thought of an exciting book? That's for 11 plus.
That's for 9 to 11. 9 to 11. So kind of that, 9 to 11, 9 to 12.
That person who texted in, who would have an exciting book about planning applications. Yeah, well, I presume it's Donegal and they're trying to stop the Dublin.
It's kind of marvellous because the kids are little activists and they decide they're going to make a change. And then we've got something a little bit different. The Weather Girls by Sarah Webb.
Yes,
this
friend
is
of
historical
the show.
Fiction. Friend of the show, indeed. This is historical fiction about two kids who are in it's during the emergency, World War II. So this book is a real story of friendship and bravery. I think it's fascinating to read how it was inspired by real life.
Yeah.
A German plane crashes in Blacksod, County Mayo, during the emergency. These two girls helped pull an air fighter, a German airman, out of the plane, save his life. And you get a little bit of the politics of whether we're on the side of the Allies or not, and what's going on. But their job as a family, this girl's family, is to report the weather to Dunstable every hour. And they change the course of history in terms of
and
guiding the Allies.
Similar to 9 to 11.
9 to 12. 9 yeah, to 12. That kind of age.
Okay. Delighted to hear such brilliant children's books recommendations from Elena and Fia this morning. That's from Trish from Halfway Up the Stairs in Greystones at the children's
Trish.
Only bookshop. Someone else is saying, we're enjoying The Spirit of the Titanic by Nicola Pierce. It's brilliant. It's for 10 plus. And also Chasing Ghosts, an Arctic adventure by her, and a recent book, In Between Worlds. So she's got loads.
She's brilliant.
The
yeah.
Journey of the Famine Girls, 10 plus, is also great. That's from Lisa in Dublin. I don't know if you know about that one. I think we'll take a quick break, will we? We have other callers coming in who are going to give us their recommendations. But in the meantime, 51551 is the text. We'll be back after these. Now we're talking about children's books. In case you're just joining us, 51551 is the text. I'm going to go to Olivia Kropaczewska, who I believe is from Leixlip in County Kildare. Good morning to you, Olivia.
Good morning.
What age are you, Olivia?
I'm 14.
14 years of age, so you love to read. And you're going to... What are you reading at the moment?
At the moment, I'm reading Sherlock Holmes and
really?
Pride and Prejudice.
The original Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it? What's the first one?
The first one is The Scarlet Letter.
Oh, yes. Why do you love Sherlock Holmes so much?
I really like mysterious and detective-y books, so it's really interesting.
Is he funny, Sherlock Holmes, in the original format? This is what they would have read 150 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And the language and everything is not too stiff and... formal for you?
It is a tiny bit. I need my dictionary at times, but...
But you just love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you say Pride and Prejudice?
Yes, I like classics.
You love the classics at 14. Tell us what Pride and Prejudice is about.
Pride and Prejudice is about a mother of five daughters and she wants to marry all of them as quickly as she can, and one day, this very rich man,
yeah.
Mr. Bingley, comes into town, and he gets a house, and everyone can't stop talking about him, and he falls in love with one of Mrs. Bennett.
Mrs. Bennett,
daughters.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and... it takes time, but then Mr. Darcy Mr. Bingley's best friend, Mr. Darcy, doesn't want Mr. Bingley to marry Miss Bennet. So he he makes Mr. Bingley to go to London and leave forever. But Mr. Darcy falls in love with the other Miss Bennet.
He does.
And when he confesses the feelings to her, she already knew what he did to Mr. Bingley and her sister, so she wouldn't accept him. And so then Mr. Darcy decided to bring Mr. Bingley back. And
romance ensues.
When he does come back, he gets engaged with Miss Bennet, and then Mr. Darcy also gets engaged with
amazing,
the other
fantastic
Miss Bennet.
Now, they are the classics, obviously, you love. Do you read any Irish authors?
No, not really. I do have a few that I'd like to read.
Okay.
But
what's on your list?
There You'll Find Me by Jenny B. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I really want to read.
What's that about? Tell us about it.
What?
Tell us about that one, please.
Well, I don't really know what it's about because I found it, like, my friend recommended to me and she didn't want to give me spoilers.
Oh, I see. I've just remembered now, you see, among you. You can't be any spoilers at all. Do you go to the library a lot, by the way? Do you use the library, Olivia? I presume there's one in Leeds.
Yes, I love the library. If I could stay there, I'd like my whole summer.
You would live there.
I live in the library.
And how is your summer going?
The summer's going really nice. I went for a few holidays but I like mostly staying at home to read books.
You love just staying at home reading?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything else with your time? Do you have any other hobbies?
Yes, I do. I go climbing, I draw.
You're drawing as well?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And I believe you're a fan of Coldplay?
Yes, I am.
That's okay. That's allowed. Is back to school, do you like to talk about back to school, or is that traumatic to even reference it?
No, I like school.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Fia, do you like school as well?
People call me insane for that thing.
No, we won't call you insane at all. This is a very, this is a space for everybody this morning. Big into school as well, Fia? Olivia's a fan.
Yeah, I like school, but sometimes the boys in my class get a bit annoying.
Oh, that's going to happen all your life. As Mr. Darcy has taught the world. Listen, Olivia, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks for calling
thank
in. And we
so
can send
much.
Out a book voucher to you for that's Olivia Kropaczewska from Leakslip. Elliot, I think, is on the line as well. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning.
Elliot, you're a teenager.
I am, yes. I'm 16 years old.
And where are you?
I am in a small village called Caconlith, about 10 minutes from Limerick City Centre. I don't have the local accent, I know. I apologise.
You don't have to apologise. Your accent is you.
My grandparents on my dad's side were Irish.
Okay, you've got an interesting history there already. So no wonder you love stories. And I believe you love going into moseying through second-hand shops.
Yes, second-hand shops. I love them. Because they are cheaper than bookshops.
Yeah.
Most of the books are brand new. And unlike a library, I get to keep them to add to my collection.
Just for you. And you love to store the books and look at them. And you have quite a few,
yes.
I believe.
I have over 400 books.
400?
Yes, I do.
And you, what age are you again, did you tell us?
16.
And you have 400 books already. Wow.
Yes, I do.
When you love a book, do you read it more than once?
Of course. So I think I've read every single book in our bookcase at least twice, and most of them five or six times.
That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And you are actually a writer as well?
Yes, I'm an Irish author.
You're an Irish author. Delighted to. Elliot Stokes, which is a wonderful name for an author. And it's a real name. It's not like a showbiz fancy name you've put on.
Nope, it is my real name.
Oh, well, tell us about your book and how we can get it.
So my book is about two girls, Kira and Trixie, who are on holiday by the beach in Bluewater Point, which is based on the beaches in Ireland by my grannies.
Very good.
And whilst they're there, they start to notice that loads of the local dogs are going missing.
Oh.
And so they, along with the Garda, suspect dog nappers are at the root of the problem. And so Kira and Trixie want to do what only ever happens in Enid Blyton's storybooks, which is solve the mystery before the grown-ups.
Brilliant, yes. That's always the best way.
So they go on, I know.
They go on an adventure. And that's called Dognap. And is it, you've self-published it. Where would we get Dognap?
Yeah, so I've self-published it on Amazon KDP. And so from Amazon, you can buy an ebook version.
The ebook, yes, is on Amazon. And what age would you recommend? Go on.
But to buy a paperback, you have to use my mum's website, SusannaStokes.com.
Is that Susanna? Is it Susanna Stokes?
S-U-S-A-N-N-A-S-T-O-K-E-S.
You'll get the paperback version. And what age do you recommend that book for, Dognap?
I'd recommend it between 9 and 15 years of age. But I do know that I have a reader who is 7 and is getting her dad to read it to her. And I have readers that are grandparents who are buying them to read as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Elliot Stokes, it's an honour to speak to you, Irish author of Dognap. Are you looking forward to going back to school?
I'm homeschooled.
Oh, you're homeschooled, yes?
Yeah, which is brilliant. It means that loads of my writing work and loads of my reading can be counted as my schoolwork.
Wonderful. So you get to do all that at home. And you're doing some kind of course. What course are you doing as well on top of all of this?
Yeah, In September I'm going on a course that gives me a QQI Level 5 certificate in children aged 0 to 6, so early childhood care.
Early childhood care. And you're 16. Yeah. Okay, you're one of those brilliant people. Thank you, Elliot Stokes.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your summer. Lovely to talk to you. 51551 is the text. Again, there's lots of messages coming in. I better come to them. And Delaney might be able to help us out. We must do picture books, actually, before I forget. I really enjoyed Tower Ghosts by Natasha McAvird. It's a boarding school mystery set in Donegal in the 1960s. That's what it's about, three girls trying to find out what happened to a ghost. Perfect for people like me who love Robin Stevens or Enid Blyton. That's from Ellen, age 11. Thank you so much, Ellen.
Great taste, Ellen. There's more boarding school stories coming through as well. Sheena Wilkinson's got a new one coming with the O'Brien Press. I think Robin Stevens has given them a bit of oomph and they're making a comeback.
Brilliant. Books Ascoilge, I want to thank all the publishers producing beautiful and hilarious Books Ascoilge for Little Irish Speakers, fantastic Irish language translations by Julia Donaldson, Roald Dahl and more. Wonderful original Irish authors too, like Moira Zeth is a huge hit in our house. We love Owen the Vardoons on Drochtine, August and Sillet. We had him
on
actually
Shelling,
in.
Yeah.
Shelling.
Yeah. Slug and Snail.
Great for kids with Irish as a first language and those attending the Gaelscoileann and Muila Buíochas from that messenger as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Picture Nicky Vaughan and Trish Ford are also brilliant in the Lara Gaeilge for little ones.
Yeah, there's loads of lovely picture books. I have the Little Lion Girl.
Little Lion
Girl. It's an
Irish
book.
Yes, so Olivia Hope is an Irish writer based in Kerry and Fiona Woodcock, UK-based illustrator. They've collaborated on this book, Little Lion Girl, which is about a little girl who's going into town with her mum and realises on the way that people are a little bit unusual, a little bit different in the city. And she feels, maybe I could be a little bit different. And she decides that she's going to turn herself into a lion girl. She puts her scarf at the back of her jacket and puts her little ears headband on and she becomes very brave and roars her way through the city until she chases a little butterfly and she looks around and all of a sudden mum's not there. And you can see it in the illustration. It's brilliantly done. So everything turns quite grey. It's stunning illustration. So colourful. Really gorgeous textures in it. It looks almost like
She's an egotistical girl who loses the run of herself. Is that what you're saying?
Well, she's a small child behaving like a small child in a big city and eventually finds her way back to her mum. But it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Olivia Hope is a beautiful writer. Her first book, Be Wild Little One, is really stunning as well.
That's lovely. Chris Houghton is an Irish illustrator. I've got those for my little nephews.
Love
oh
Chris
no,
Houghton.
George.
Chris's books come in board book format and you can get them in a little collection. They're our go-to for baby gifts if anyone's had a really little person.
Have you got another picture book there?
I've got one more, we've time for. Yeah, The Ballad of Cactus Joe, written by Lily Murray and illustrated by Northern Irish illustrator Clive McFarland. This is something completely different. You can see on the front, miserable looking cactus with a beautiful neon orange hat on.
Yeah.
And he's a prickly kind of guy, isn't he? So he decides he wants to be by himself for the rest of his days until a bird comes along and asks if it can land.
That's really cool.
It's
very colourful when you're flicking through it there.
So colourful and a bit of a builder in that all the birds come and he realises he actually does need some friends. But what's amazing about this book as well is it's got some facts at the back about the saguaro cactus and why this book was written. And so many creatures make their homes in that cactus in the desert.
It's like they drew it with a highlighter. That would wake you up.
Yeah, really gorgeous.
We're just running out of time now, but I want to mention, because we didn't mention much YA stuff, I just picked up Derek Landy's, it's the 16th Skullduggery Pleasant. The first one I've read, to be honest. And it's like a murder mystery for teenagers. And I mean, it's pretty brutal. There's someone is murdered inside a car that's folded up and someone's chopped up into tiny cubes.
But I mean, as you'll have heard from some of your listeners today, teenagers are well able for the heaviest of stuff. The book that I brought was The Boy Next Door by Jenny Ireland, and at its heart it's a love story, but you've also got a girl who's dealing with a brain injury. She's recovering from brain surgery, so teenagers
Isn't
are well able
way
for this
to tell
heavy
those
topics
stories,
but
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful love story at the
Listen,
heart of it.
Listen, Elena Ryan, CEO of Children's Books Ireland, and Fia Ryan, who is now utterly bored of the grown-ups talking nonsense here, thank you so much for coming into us. One last break before we go.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.